Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Here's a crucial question. Can someone be saved without understanding what happened at the cross? Rahab was, and is used in both Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31, and James chapter 2, verse 25, as an example of how people get saved. The men of Nineveh were, and will be witnesses for God against those who knew more than they did, but refused to believe. Matthew chapter 12, verse 41. The fact is, only God fully understands the cross. I'm not saved as well as I understand it, but as God understands it. The highest view of the cross, like the bull, is the perfect servant doing God's will completely. More understand Christ as a lamb, the substitute for us all, John 1:29. But some are like those who, quote, if he is not able to bring a lamb, then he shall bring 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, Leviticus 5, verse 7. Bringing a couple of birds seems to be within the reach of anyone. Remember, the birds were not cut all the way through. Not everything was clearly revealed. This would be the person who says, I know the answer comes from heaven. I know it involves sacrifice. I know it brings peace. How it works? I have no idea, but God knows. And they put their trust in him. But what about a blind beggar? He couldn't even catch 2 birds. Listen, quote, but if he is not able, then he who sinned shall bring for his offering 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour. Verse 11. What? A sin offering with no blood? What could this mean? Note the surprising words in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, quote, according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood, and without shedding of blood there is no remission. We must be careful here, but Christ's guarantee reads, quote, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. In our next session, we'll do some more detective work on this topic.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.